Hey, this is Jamie Holly, and you're listening to the Wrestle Horror Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, couldn't do it without him, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, Arnold's just a couple of weeks away, man.
Yeah, it's going to be here before I know it. And like I said, the butterflies are setting in, the nerves are starting to come, but we're getting it done. You know, we'll be ready.
And joining us on this episode of Wrestle Horror, we have Jamie Holly. He's an independent wrestler down in the Texas area. Jamie, welcome to Wrestle Horror, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about Jamie. How did you get your start? What were your inspirations? Have you been a lifelong fan? That type of thing.
Lifelong fan. I grew up here in Texas watching World Class. So that was definitely my inspiration. I still watch World Class all the time. Old episodes. The Von Erichs, Iceman, Missing Link, all those type of guys. A lot of larger than life characters. Rhodey, of course. Mm-hmm. Sawyer. Just a lot of guys like that.
I remember those guys.
Kudos to you. Not very many people say Buzz Sawyer, and that's like one of my favorite guys ever. I'll say Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, and a lot of people are like, who? I'm like, man, you just don't understand.
He was amazing. Yeah. Him and Matt Bourne as a tag team. That was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maniac Matt Bourne.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember. I used to watch World. I grew up in Florida, but I watched World Class whenever I could, whenever it came on, whatever cable station I had. And so I appreciate that, and the fact that you looked up to these guys, and they were kind of an inspiration for you. So when did you get started in pro wrestling? I mean, what school did you go to?
Would have been 2011. I went to a, I don't even know if it was a school, but I was trained originally by Kevin Douglas, who actually lives in Florida now. He had a handful of students, and by the end of the school, it was just he and one other guy. So a lot of the other guy, he weighed, probably outweighed me by close to 100 pounds. So he just basically manhandled me every day.
He good probably time. Manhandled everybody. That's why they all dropped right. out.
Possibly.
but you made it. What kind of training did you do after you trained with Kevin Douglas, or did you get right into it?
Pretty much got right into it. Training wise, I try to do, like, I've done a little MMA training, probably not enough. I should do more, really. I've done some strongman training and stuff like that. I started doing that over the lockdown because I was bored and I could do it at home. So a lot of like Atlas stones and stuff like that.
Nice. Now, I know you're a big fan of the Arnold and working out and stuff. Have you ever entered any of the strongman competitions or anything like that?
I'm supposed to be doing one next November. I haven't started training yet, but I'll probably start after Mania, because like around here, everybody's just doing Mania stuff. Where that's like consumed everything in Texas right now. So like after that, I'm just doing more strongman training.
There you go.
I went to the Arnold in 2019 on my way to a booking, but I didn't get to stay very long. Yeah. Maybe 3 or 4 hours. I only saw like it's so big. Yeah, it's so big. There's so much to do there. So,
oh, yeah.
This year, yeah. I'm looking forward to like having more time.
Oh, yeah. Able to watch it, so. Yeah, it's going to be chaos. That's what I'm already preparing for. It's just going to be a weekend of chaos.
We were actually sort of at the Arnold in 2019. We were at the Kids Expo. So we weren't in we weren't on the main floor like we're going to be on this time.
Yep.
Okay. I don't think I made it over there, but I got in like a little bit of the expo last time, so not much.
We even had Arnold interfere in one of our matches.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, it was unexpected, but we were glad it happened.
Is he pretty involved with everything?
He walks around everywhere. He, like, all the events, he basically will visit, like, every event for a certain amount of time. But, he's always doing something.
Every direction, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got a posse with him and people that's, you know, like his, he had a guy standing beside him that did his social media for him, like, because he got on Instagram. Was it Instagram he got on? He got on some kind of live and, and it, like the guy beside him, like logged it on for him and got it ready. And then Arnold just took it and started talking. And then he handed it back to the guy. And then the guy started posting. He's got like people all around him and they just kind of move him all throughout wherever. He'll probably be at the expo a lot more because we were at the Kids and Teens Expo, which was at the fairgrounds. It wasn't even at the convention center. And he had to come to the fairgrounds to make his appearance in there. So now that they're not doing that this year and it's just at the convention center, he'll basically be in the building somewhere all weekend pretty much.
Oh, cool. It'd be awesome to run into him.
Oh, yeah.
What a legend.
Let me ask you about your gimmick. I mean, I've seen your pictures. You look like the classic carnival strongman. Has this been your gimmick the whole time or when did this become?
Pretty much. Almost from the beginning, I had like a handful of patches, maybe like half a dozen where I didn't even have a gimmick. And then I started growing a beard and just kind of as a joke, I'm like, I'm going to leave the mustache and see what happens for like a week or whatever. And I went to a wrestling show I wasn't even booked on and I got booked. And everybody was like, oh, this is your gimmick now. We have to keep doing this forever. I was like, okay, I'll give it a month and see what happens. And then I never had any better ideas, so.
You just stuck with it.
Here we are 10 years later. If I ever have an idea, I'm like, I can shave this. My wife would be super happy.
I think it's a great gimmick, really. I mean, you portray that old school, you know, bodybuilder and you being into weight training and stuff like that, it just kind of fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. As a result of it, I got into like studying like the old school strongman from like 100 years ago and started emulating their lifts and stuff. And it got really interesting to me. So now I'm kind of like actually interested in it.
Nice.
On a real level.
Art imitates life.
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy.
So
what are you drinking?
This is a Dogfish Head 90-minute Imperial IPA.
Okay. Everywhere I go, I have to hit a local beer. So in Ohio, I'll be on the lookout for.
Oh yeah,
the locals drink.
Yeah, they'll be local everywhere around there.
Really?
There's some good local beers in Columbus. Trust me.
What do you recommend?
There's one that I'm particular to. It's done by North End Brewing in Columbus. And it's called Stardust to Stardust.
Okay.
And it's smooth. It's got some body and it's probably about 9%.
Oh, nice. After the match.
There you go. You know, it's funny. I was at a, I live about 2 hours south of Donnie. I live near Cincinnati.
Okay.
And there's a local promotion here called Future Great Wrestling that I go to on most Friday nights. And one of the local talent that was there, we had actually had him on the show a couple of episodes ago. And I ran into him and I went up, talked to him. And I said, "Hey, what's going on, man?" He said, "I'm just chilling, having my after match beer." And it was nothing special. It was just Miller Lite. I said, "You know, I could use an after match beer." He goes, "Here," and tossed me one.
Wow, right?
Yeah.
It's Miller Lite. It's Miller Lite sometimes.
Yeah. I like local beers and craft beers. That's my thing.
That's my thing. Like, anytime I go to anywhere new, I try to get their worst beer, like their cheapest local beer or whatever. Like here we have Lone Star, it's really cheap, but it's all right. It's nothing special, but I try to get the Lone Star of like every other state.
There you go.
Right. When I go looking for beers, I hunt down the highest ABV I can find.
All right. That's a good strategy.
Yeah, see, that's why you just drink moonshine and say to hell with beer. You got to do that strategy.
Here I went to WrestleCade. Everybody had moonshine. Yeah, there you go. All right. When in Rome.
Right.
So Donnie, questions for Jamie?
Yeah, I want to dig into a little bit more about his career. Like I said, you're local in Texas, and where else have you traveled? You know, how far around the country have you gotten? Have you went overseas any? You know, where's the travels led you to?
Haven't done any overseas yet. Haven't really tried. I love the United States, so I love seeing anything new. I've gotten on the East Coast. I've gotten as high as Rhode Island. On the West Coast, I've gotten as high as Oakland. And I've done a lot in the South, like pretty much every state in the South, except Florida has eluded me for some reason. although I've been booked there twice, but either COVID or weather has canceled them both. But I love the Carolinas. I love Tennessee. That's like my favorite place to wrestle. Mm-hmm. Even, I shouldn't say this, but even more than Texas. Yeah. It's because my gimmick lends itself to that area pretty easily.
Yeah, I say Tennessee is like my wife's favorite spot. She wants us to move there, but I keep telling her New Ohio wrestling in Tennessee is kind of stupid. So,
all right, it can work.
Right.
I love the Memphis style too. That's my kind of. Oklahoma a lot, just because it's close to Texas. Arkansas a lot lately, like in the last couple of years after they got decommissioned or whatever. I've been doing a lot of stuff in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It's not far, so.
All right.
I think I was at 20 states, and I haven't got any new ones in about a year because everything got kind of weird
right over
the last couple of years, but. Actually, Ohio, I have never done Ohio, so that'll be I think that'll be number 21.
Nice, yeah. I say we hadn't even talked about that yet. You know, the stretcher James Avery, he's runs our training camp at the NOW Training Center, runs Ohio Pro Wrestling Academy, and he threw out a challenge to people. He asked if he could do a challenge, and I was like, sure, why not? And so he threw out an open challenge to wrestle him at the Arnold, and you answered one of the calls for one of the matches. So you're coming up to wrestle James Avery at the Arnold for us.
I hope I'm opponent number one.
Yeah.
That's if I could.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah, I think you're the first one.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You got to be careful, Avery, though. He's sneaky.
Really? Well, I'm not above maybe bending the rules
if you got to, huh?
I mean, if I'm in Texas, I always play by the rules. But if I leave Texas, I feel like I have a little more freedom to do something.
Right. Yeah, and I remember it was probably 19 because you said you had stopped at the Arnold and passing through, and you had reached out to me and asked if I had a spot on the Arnold and all that. And unfortunately, we didn't because we just had the tournament that we were doing mainly. So I'm kind of looking forward to seeing your work and stuff to this time, getting you up there.
I'm looking forward to it, too.
I think it's going to do well at the show. I really do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, the old school strongman, this is the Arnold. I mean, It just kind of fits hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
See, we need to put him and Fontaine in a tag match together.
Yeah. You know, I've never met him.
Marion Fontaine?
I was booked against him a few months ago, and he had to cancel for some reason. I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. In Indiana. But I've been hearing, I've heard comparisons of us for years.
Yeah, the same style. He's a real old school character, even his soul. Like, he's an old school soul. He's a young guy. He's got the mustache going on, and he owns Old Wrestling. It's a promotion that he runs on. He usually does like quarterly events, but okay. It's OLDE Wrestling, and it's all based on like the Prohibition era and all that. Like, the whole story is all Prohibition type stuff. And it's really a cool setup. So yeah, I think you guys would hit it off good together. I think it'd be funny. It'd be great.
I hope I can meet him while I'm there.
Oh yeah. I believe. Well, are you there you're there Friday and Saturday or just Friday?
I think I'm going to go to West Virginia. I'm probably going to leave Saturday afternoonish, but
okay. Because I know he won't be able to be there. Yeah, he won't be there Friday, but he'll be there Saturday for sure.
Okay, cool. Hopefully, our paths can cross.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I've been hearing about him for years. Actually, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, our
paths never intersected yet.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
He used to be the Handlebar Haberdasher, but he's kind of changed his gimmick up a little bit now. He's the world's finest semi-pro wrestler.
Oh really? What does that entail?
It's the same gimmick, he just changed his name.
Yeah. Oh right.
He does like the old, like kind of like how you got the carnival kind of style, and like I said, he's got that old Prohibition style, and it's, you know, very similar.
Oh okay, nice.
From the Five Points of Lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he hails from.
Yeah,
that's where he hails from.
I have been to Manhattan. Whatever year that was in 19 also, Ania Week, and it was at New York. I went to all over New Jersey and New York in a rental car, and I'm still getting toll bills to this day.
You too, huh?
I should have just cabbed it. If I would have known, it would have been cheaper just to get cabs everywhere.
All right.
Live and learn.
Yeah, I got some ridiculous toll bills. I went to the Northeast back in April, and going through Pennsylvania, I came home and I had a $60 toll bill for driving through the state of Pennsylvania.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
But it's not on my driver's license. It's on my wife's.
Oh, really?
I told her, I said, did you take care of that? She goes, no. I said, your license is probably suspended.
Well, it's probably okay unless you want to rent a car again. That's when they'll be like, hey, you got to pay this before you can take this.
Actually, we took her car.
You're good. I think you're good. You don't live there. Are you ever going to go back?
Drive through. I won't. That's about it. You know, it's like,
right.
We'll be driving through there in September. So we'll see what happens. But we're going to make Donnie drive. So,
I don't care. I'll zip right through there. It don't bother me.
So, let's talk about some of your matches, Jamie.
Okay.
I mean, and you've been doing this for what, about 10 years now?
Yeah, about 10 years. That's crazy.
Are there any matches that really stand out to you that you're really proud of and, you know, just really got their blood pumping and you'd love to do it again?
The one that comes off the top of my head, it was last year, but it was probably early last year. There was a show in Arkansas, who had been off for almost a year because of COVID and all that stuff. And had their big comeback show or whatever, and only booked one match on the card. It was a battle royal. Yeah. I don't remember how many guys, maybe 30 or 40. Wow. It was like Royal Rumble style. And it ended up to where it ended up me and Damian Wayne. I don't know if you know him or not, but he's a hell of a wrestler. And he and I had had issues up until that point, and we were supposed to have a strap match like a year earlier. And so we were in the battle royal, and somehow it just ended up him and myself. And so I just had this thought. I was like, let's do the strap match right here. And so I told the referee, and he tells the ring announcer, and he tells whoever he has to tell. And it all moved really fast, all really quickly. But he was like, we do have the strap back here. And so some guy from the back comes out, and he throws the strap in the ring, and we both strap up and just had our match that I had been wanting to have for well over a year. So that was cool. I mean, it wasn't my best match or anything, but it was very memorable. For this, like, who could run a show with only one match? I've never even heard of that.
Right.
That's very bold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It took up probably an hour and a half, though. I mean, if you add it all together, but
that's what I was going to ask. How long was that match?
I think it was definitely over an hour, but I think it was probably an hour and a half.
Okay. All right.
Or close to it. And the fans went home happy. So at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
Yep. What number were you when you came into the match?
Oh, man.
If you had to,
I want to say like 17.
Okay.
So about in the middle somewhere. Yeah, okay. In the middle.
Right on.
There's a lot of great talent in that match, too. So that always helps.
Yeah.
I had to eliminate a good friend of mine who I was actually riding with, but every man for himself in a battle royal.
Yeah, that was awkward ride home, huh?
A little bit. I was driving, so he didn't have a choice. Like,
as long as you're driving, you're okay.
Right.
If he was driving.
Luigi Primo, have you heard of him?
What's that?
The Luigi Primo?
Name sounds familiar.
His gimmick is a pizza man.
Okay.
And it really gets. You'd be surprised how well it gets over, like everywhere he goes.
No, I can imagine, yeah.
He twirls the dough when he nice. Comes out to the ring.
Nice.
People love it. Pizza, you know, I mean.
It's definitely original, yeah. But I hated to do it, but I didn't really hate to do it.
Right. Just seen him like, yep, there you go, you're out.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, we've discussed your beginnings and some of your inspirations. Is there somebody out there in the wrestling world that you would absolutely love to have a match with?
The Butcher. I would love to wrestle the Butcher from AEW.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
There, man, there's a lot of guys, actually. Since I love old school wrestling, on my bucket list is like Action Mike Jackson, who's still active.
Okay.
Maybe Chick Donovan, he's still active.
Okay.
Man. Rodney Mack, he's a big deal in Texas. Our paths have never crossed yet. I think they will someday, I feel like.
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams. with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information, or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Egabyte Ronnie, have you heard of him?
Who is it?
Egabyte Ronnie?
No, I haven't heard of him.
He's a competitive eater, and he's also a wrestler. Oh. I've been watching his stuff on YouTube lately. It's pretty amazing. There's hardly any matches on there, but there's lots of stuff of him eating.
Just all eating?
Yeah, just eating stuff. I think he's from the East Coast, so
nice.
I've never even met him. But
I've got an old classmate that's a competitive eater.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a gift. I don't think that's anything you could really – I'm sure you can train for it at some level, but I think you either have that gift or you don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I agree with you because I'm a big man. I'm 6'4", and I'm over 300 pounds. And I look at some of these competitive eaters going, and I'm just like, no, I can't do that.
Mm-mm. I'll say I'm 6 foot and 260, and I eat like a – like a small woman or something. I don't know, like a small person. I don't understand how I'm fat, because I can't eat a whole lot at one time. It's like, unless it's pizza, I can
tell. Ronnie's only 220, I think. He's like, I don't know how tall he is, but he's 220 and he's jacked. That's the crazy thing about it. He's been out on like a big hot dog eating competition. Look, like the one everybody knows about or whatever.
The Nathan's or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on that, and he's like done a lot of crazy.
That is nuts, man.
Yeah. Megabyte Ronnie, look him up.
Right, Ronnie? Yeah, I'm gonna have to look him up, because it'd probably make me sick just watching him eat, but I know when I watch my buddy's videos, it's like, where do you put it?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it. It's like, I don't know. It defies science. Either you can do it or you can't. That's got to be the deal. Yeah.
I had a friend of mine when I was in high school. He and I have been friends since I was a year old, and in our high school years, you know, we would hang out a lot. And I was staying at his place one night, and his parents took us out to a place called Shakey's Pizzeria. And Shakey's had four sizes of pizza, small, medium, large, and family size. Well, we went there, and his parents ordered three family size pizzas, one for his mom, dad, and brother, one for me, and one for Joe. Joe finished his and ate half of mine. He was 6 foot and weighed about 180 pounds. I had no idea where he put it.
Is that like extra large, I guess you would say? That's the biggest size?
It was probably 20 inches around, 20 inch diameter.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's impressive.
He ate it all. I mean, it's like, where are you putting this?
Right. I can't do that anymore.
No, and he ate half of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn. Of course, you know, now that we're in our 50s, he's like, yeah, I can't eat like that anymore.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That's why I say I get a medium, and I'm like those last two or three pieces, I'm struggling to get those down on a medium, let alone one of those.
I can't get two more.
Medium's perfect now. I think that's my size. A medium.
Mm-hmm.
I can any more than that.
I can't get through two pieces in that case. And I'm still overweight.
That's because all them IPAs you drink.
That can't be.
I love my IPAs, Ronnie. And baking doesn't help either. I make a mean key lime pie.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So much. I just started doing it recently. My wife is a pharmacy technician. And, but she's on, since she's low man on the totem pole, she usually works second shift. So I got tired of eating TV dinners. So I started learning how to cook because all I could cook before was like chili and burgers. And I found a key lime pie recipe and I tried it last week and she lost her mind and ate half the pie. So she went out 2 days ago and bought me more ingredients to make two more pies.
Oh, right. Can you bring one to the Arnold's?
I can. Take it you like key lime pie.
I do. I pretty much like anything that ends in pie. Right. Except apple for some reason.
I think I will have to bring a key lime pie to the Arnold. What do you think, Don?
There you go. Why not?
I better bring more than one. Right. I got enough ingredients to make plenty. You know, I do pies and I do beef jerky too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a good combo.
I started doing beef jerky about 2 months ago and I've got a dehydrator and I make spicy beef jerky. I make teriyaki beef jerky. I make regular beef jerky. And it's just fun. And it tastes damn
good. That's like the wrestler's go-to meal on the road. Or not meal, but snack. Like beef jerky. Before the show or whatever. Because every little convenience store has beef jerky.
Right.
I'm a huge jerky guy.
It's easy on the stomach. It's not going to like make you bloated or anything.
Yeah, it all depends on whether or not I make it spicy. I've got a blend downstairs called Inferno.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yep. Hey, I'm from Texas. Anything spicy is
it's good.
We automatically love it.
Now I'm going to have to bring key lime pie and beef jerky to the Arnold.
See, yeah. There you go. So you keep sticking your foot in it, don't you?
Yeah, I do, man, because I'm proud of what I do.
Right. Hey, I wanted to get back onto the wrestling because when we were sitting here talking, I popped into my head. You said that Memphis Strong Style was like one of your favorite styles. What is it about the Memphis Strong Style that you like or whatever and all that?
I like the Memphis, like I love Jimmy Valiant. Mm-hmm. All the stuff he did in Memphis. Entertain the people, send everybody home happy. Easier on your body. I love his promos. There's a wrestler from Memphis that maybe my favorite wrestler ever was. He's kind of obscure, but his name was Billy Joe Travis. I don't know if y'all heard of him. He did a lot of stuff with Jeff Jarrett and Lawler. He was in that era, but he passed away early. He didn't get all the credit he deserves, I don't think, but he did some amazing promos. And his in-ring work was amazing, really. I'm trying to think who. Of course, Dundee. Like, I love Dundee. He's one of my favorite wrestlers ever. Lawler's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters who they would come in and out of there were always amazing. Like, Lawler had to have a giant to kill all the time. Like, whoever. Lord Humongous or Kamala or whoever it might be.
Hmm. Very cool. So do you kind of mimic your style and stuff after some of those guys?
Probably accidentally. Yeah.
Like subconsciously it just happens.
I think so. Yeah. I love to work the crowd. I do a noogie almost every match and for whatever reason that I still don't understand, it gets over with the kids and even the adults.
Yeah,
like if I heard it, it's like, you know, they're happy. I don't really have to do anything else.
Oh yeah, noogies are always good.
Right,
can't go wrong with noogies. You can't.
So is there any style, like a Japan style, like Japanese wrestling and that kind of stuff? Have you ever looked into any of that or tried to add any of that to your repertoire or anything?
I don't watch a lot of Japanese wrestling, honestly. I have in the past, and I like it. I'm a fan of it, but I don't think that's my style per se.
Yeah.
I like to watch, like if I'm just watching wrestling as a fan, I like to watch old obscure stuff, mostly from the South. Like, the more obscure, the better. The other day, I crossed over to Ozark Mountain Wrestling. Have you ever heard of that?
Actually, I have, yeah.
It's from Arkansas. It's like, it's got Mick Foley. He comes in for a shot. I think their big star was the Colorado Kid. I don't know if you remember him. He was NWA champion for a little while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had the Headbangers as the Spiders under a mask.
The Headbangers.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Oh, yeah.
They wrestled under mask as the Spiders. I think it was before they had their run of the Headbangers.
We got a funny story about the Headbangers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a convention called the Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis, Indiana. And yeah, they had their first expo last May.
Okay.
And this year it's going to be in April. And our, you know, Wrestle Horror covers it. And Donnie and I went up to talk to him, and I started the recorder to interview him. And I called them the Handbangers instead of the Headbangers. And they took that and just ran with it. I mean, it was a faux pas, but they took it. They had a good time, man.
Jim's face was a little red. He got a little embarrassed.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was all in good fun, though. They were like, Handbangers? What the hell?
Yeah, they were real sports and just worked it into the interview, and it was just really fun.
Mm-hmm.
How much you'd book that? It's like as a one night only kind of the handbangers. I don't know who their opponents are. That's
yeah. But I said I don't know. Oh, are they coming back to the Squared Circle this year?
Yes, they are. They're already on the list.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they are. You'll have to go up to them and see it again, see if they remember.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Those guys are great.
You said that's in April?
Yeah, April 15th and 16th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Ooh. I might have to check that. Oh, that's Easter weekend.
Is it?
I believe so.
Let me check.
I think Easter's the 17th. So.
Let me check my calendar here.
That yeah, might be.
March, April.
Yeah, they got a pretty good lineup, pretty good solid lineup this year.
Yeah, they're just doing it on the 15th and 16th. They're not doing it on Easter.
Okay.
And they've got
on the 15th, but I might try to make that on the 15th.
Yeah, they've got a phenomenal lineup. A lot of AEW stars. You got some Impact stars. Some indie stars. And they've got like over 50 guests already.
Oh, awesome.
The Steiner Brothers, Jeff Jarrett, Lex Luger. I'm just thinking the ones off the top of my head. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
I love the Fan Fest. That's like if I can get booked on a Fan Fest, that's a fun weekend.
Yeah, those and the organizers do it right. I mean, Donnie knows two of the organizers. I know the other organizer, and it's a great show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Last year we did it with COVID restrictions. This year there aren't the restrictions, so it's going to be even bigger than it was last year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, the Godfather was there smoking weed out back with people, you know. It's truth. He invited me, but I turned him down because I was working.
Right. Responsible.
It was funny. We could see him where our booth was. We could look out the window, and he's out by the pool area on the far side, and he's like five or six people out there, and he's just rolling up these big monster joints and going to town.
That's awesome.
Gotta do your thing, huh?
To keep the fans happy.
We did. Keep them high, they're happy, you know.
Happy keeps them happy and hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helped the concession stand that was next to us.
Right.
There you go.
Wow.
So
you heard that gimmick at the old schools, like I guess in the old days, they would always give everybody popcorn, extra salty, and they would have to get a drink or whatever. Mm-hmm. The classic.
Oh, yeah.
Smart. Very smart.
Yeah.
Make more money on concessions.
Yeah, right.
Charge a crazy amount of money for your drink, you know.
But the popcorn's free, so everybody thinks they're getting a good deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a drink's $5.
Yeah, right. You don't have to buy it, but...
You know, you eat over salty popcorn and drink something. So, I know we talked before we went on the air, and you said you're not a huge horror fan, Jamie, but, you know, everybody at least knows the mainstream horror stuff.
Right.
So, we want to pick your brain here. And if you had to say you had a favorite mainstream horror character, who would that be?
Man, that's a good question. I don't even know because, I have a buddy here that does horror movies. Like, he makes horror movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be in one. Like, he's going to make a part just for me or whatever, he said.
Nice.
But it hasn't started filming yet. But he was asking me, he was like, who's your favorite horror characters? I'm like, honestly, I don't know. I think I would be embarrassed to say the only horror movie I've ever seen in the theater is like one of the later Friday 13ths and Scream. The original Scream, if you even count that, which I know you probably don't.
Because I do. Yeah.
That's like comedy or whatever. But
it's a Wes Craven movie. That's all that mattered to me.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. He's a big deal in the horror.
Oh, yeah.
He was up until he passed, but he was big in horror. Wes Craven was.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, there's no shame there, man.
If you asked me Westerns, I would have like 100 answers for you. I love Western movies.
Okay.
There you go.
And actually, my buddy, he's trying to do a Western horror. And I told him, I was like, please find something for me in that. Even if I'm just an extra or whatever. You know, I need to have a scene in there.
That's funny that you mentioned that because I was actually in a Western horror film.
Really?
It's a very small micro-budget film called Revelation Trail.
Okay.
And it's about zombies in the Old West.
Yes. Yes.
I was a zombie, but technically I could come back for part two because I wasn't shot in the head. I was shot in the shoulder.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I'm going to try to find that because any Western movie I'll love. Even if it's bad Westerns, like even the Tom Selleck Westerns, which are a lot of people find hard to sit through. I'm still like, no, it's a Western. It's fine. I like it.
It's called Revelation Trail. And if you can't find it, let me know. I can get you a copy of it.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate it.
What'd you think of Bone Tomahawk? Have you seen that?
To what?
I said, what'd you think of Bone Tomahawk? Have you seen that?
That sounds familiar. I don't remember if I've seen it or not.
That's like the kind of a Western horror type of film. A lot of gore and stuff.
I know I've seen that. That sounds too familiar. Was that a comic first?
I don't know if that was ever a comic or not. Do you know, Jim? I'm not a big comic guy. I don't know.
I don't think so. It was serious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know I've heard that name. I've probably seen it. If it's Western, I've probably seen it.
So, Donnie, I think that would be a good time to ask Jamie the question.
Yeah, sure. So we'll go ahead and drop this question on you. We ask everybody that we interview, and there's no right or wrong answer. We just like to pick people's brains and see if they're as demented and twisted as we are, which most people are. So the question is, you are the main serial killer in your own horror film. What is your go-to kill?
What would be your favorite way to kill somebody?
Yeah, what's your finisher?
Do I squeeze the life out of them with my bare hands?
Whatever you want. Yeah, that's what you want to go with.
I feel like that's the almost like the Iron Claw, but it just goes until they're like a grapefruit.
Just squeeze their head.
Yeah, I think so.
Nice. My
brain's coming out and everything.
There you go.
Has that been done?
I don't know if the head, I don't know if the, like the claw type, I mean, somebody talked about squeezing the head with a vise or something, but not with like the claw.
Okay.
Like a Baron von Raschke squeeze the temples till their brains squirt out type of gimmick.
Yeah. Love Baron.
I think that's the main problem.
Yeah.
So once again, never repeat answer. That's what I love about this question. We never get the same answer twice.
Oh, really?
Really?
Okay, I call dibs on that move then.
There you go.
If anybody tries to say it now, I'll be like, no. Already spoken for.
All right.
it's all yours. It's all yours. So, Jamie, do you have social media where people can find out more about you, about your upcoming dates, things like that?
I do. I have Instagram and Facebook. I have a Twitter, but I'm not good about getting on there. So mostly Instagram and Facebook is probably the best ways.
Okay. And is it at Jamie Holly or what?
Yes. Just Jamie Holly.
Jamie Holly. Okay. So they can find out what's going on with you, whatever you post, upcoming shows, things like that. And, you know, the big show coming up, the Arnold. I mean, that's mm-hmm. exciting for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's exciting for me.
Okay, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to announcing you out there and everything. And hopefully you can overcome the stretcher, James Avery.
I hope so. I think I can. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Right on. Right on. Like I said,
he's probably going to underestimate me a little bit. He's going to look at me as just like a stepping stone.
Oh, there you go. So you get the element of surprise on your side then.
That's right.
See, I'm supposed to be neutral as a ring announcer, which I'm not, because I have problems with managers and stuff. So
he has a manager?
No, he won't have one.
No, okay. Avery doesn't. I was talking about it. There's another wrestler that's going to be there. And he's got he and I don't get along.
Oh, okay.
So and it shows when they come to the ring, because like I said, I'm supposed to be neutral, and I'm not when it comes to those two, because quite frankly it's bullshit, but
yeah. He doesn't get any key lime pie.
No key lime pie for him. Might get him a cow pie maybe, but not a key lime. But I think it's going to be an awesome show. We can't wait to have you there. Everybody check out Jamie's Instagram and Facebook. See where he's going to be, because he's definitely going to be at the Arnold in just over 2 weeks. By the time you hear this, it'll be just under 2 weeks. And it's going to be phenomenal. And you get to see an old school style strongman at the Arnold Sports Classic, which just adds to the mystique and the mystery of the character. Speaking for everybody here, I am Meat Hook Jim, along with Johnny Hoover and our special guest, Jamie Holly. Thanks for listening and watching, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror Channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.